Is anybody in this room or down the hallway where we were earlier? Can you please come in here and make some noise? I'm very intrigued by the energy down that hallway. Get 2 meters going up a little bit.
The one behind you again?
Yeah,
or behind me?
Mystery bag K2. Is that you there?
Yep.
We have a lot of tools that we brought with us. They're all different colors. You get close to them, they'll light up. Make noise. They'll help us know that you're there.
Is anybody in the hallway over there? Can you please come in here and go next to the pink light on the floor? Mystery bag K2. Go a little nuts. Is there somebody playing with that green light? In front of me? Could you go near it and light it up even higher than that?
Maybe that's future you buying that bag.
Could be. Could also be future me getting called a hypocrite with Ashley because I keep telling her to stop bringing shit in the house.
Have your flashlight there?
Like our little mini mag light things?
The one that light up on the ceiling? Those mini mag lights?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Derek, you have them in the bag, don't you?
I do.
You want to try those out?
Yeah, we can.
Let me see the lights, though. They say I don't know what it is about this. Three, four,
yes.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Something in there.
And you just unscrew the lid just enough.
Yeah. So you had to, like find that happy place where it's like almost on, but also off. Yeah. And the theory behind it is not that they physically turn the light. It's not that they turn the head of the flashlight.
No.
But they can
bridge
the gap with their energy.
Yeah.
Because the contact's very close to each other.
That's a common paranormal knowledge there. Common.
It is a common practice to use them, yeah.
So you learned about it somewhere along the line.
Yeah. I don't remember where, but it was something that we came across over years ago. They have to be doesn't work with the LED lights.
Oh.
So they have to be the halogen bulbs. They're not halogen bulbs, the incandescent bulbs. You know, they have those regular. Yeah, so we have to buy them on Amazon. You can buy them. It's like the right kind of light with them.
Success with the flashlights. And you can hear it last time. And then, yeah, Jennifer conversation is very concise.
Yeah.
With her,
it's very unfortunate. There's definitely other stuff in that down the hallway there. I think we got a lot of stuff over there.
Oh, no, what the hallway? The halls are like traditionally transient space. The hall harvests the energy. Or something. Not more so than the room.
Yeah, it's a lot of coming and going in hallways.
Yeah.
It's like the same concept as like a train station. You know, just the amount of transition that happens in hallways and train stations. And muscle and all that.
Okay, I got two set up over here. You got one over there?
Yeah. Last time we were here, whatever energy was in this room seemed to like the little lights that we just put out. Before we move on to another area, would you be willing to speak with us using the flashlights? Even if you're not. Oh. Okay. Hello. Can you turn that off for me, please? Thank you. So now that you seem to have figured out how they work, if you're willing to talk with us using these lights, can you turn one of them on again? Doesn't have to be the same one, but could you turn a light on for us? Here's one on the small pit. Okay, thank you. I'll take that as a yes that you'd like to speak with these. It was neat. It was a different light in the same area. Oh, no, that one's on too.
Good job.
Okay, go ahead and turn it off for me. All the way off, please. Thank you. All right, so now I'm going to ask you questions, and if the answer to the questions are yes, I want you to turn one of the flashlights on. Okay, like I said, it doesn't have to always be the same one, but if your answer to the question is yes, we would like you to turn the flashlight on. So do you understand the concept here? Can you turn the flashlight on to let us know you understand?
We know it takes a lot to do that.
All right, go ahead and turn it off, and I'll ask you a question, okay? Great job. Okay, can you tell me, were you one of the energies that was here the last time we were here that was interacting with us? Can you turn the light off, one of the lights on, if you were one of the same energies that was here the last time? Okay, so we're dealing with one of the original energies, I guess. Put it down when this came on.
Maybe it's both in the same energy.
Awesome. Okay, go ahead and turn that one off, please. Once that one goes off, I can ask another one. Oh, thanks. That was pretty cool, pretty matter of fact, wasn't it? Okay, turn it off. Okay, can you turn one of these lights on really bright if you are an energy that is associated with the building itself? Pick any one of the three lights. If you're an energy or a spirit that is associated with the building itself. No, both of them.
Jeez.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. Duly. Okay, go ahead and turn that one off, please. Is there more than one energy or spirit that is in this space? Are we talking to more than one energy right now? Yes. Can somebody else turn the other light on? Okay. Thank you.
Lived here?
So, have you lived here previously?
It's your home.
Is there any specifics to, I guess, the different iterations of this building with people that lived here that would pinpoint things anymore?
Not that I know.
Did you know? Not that you know. Okay.
Are you from the 1800s, late 1800s, or 1900s? Oh, how do you word that? Just one.
Yeah, I just
have one question. Are you from the 1800s? Uh oh. Lived here a long, long time ago. Little one that used to live on.
What's that?
This little one that used to live on.
Yeah, it is. It hasn't been doing much at all. So if we have a spirit here or an energy from the 1800s, could you turn a light on a little bit brighter? If somebody's trying to turn this light on, can you be a little bit more definite with your answer, please? And it doesn't have to be all of the energies, but if there is at least one energy here that was from the 1800s, could you turn the light on? Turn a light on, I should say.
Well, that's a long time to be here.
What's that?
That's a long time to be here.
It is. So if there's another energy that's here from the 1800s, could you turn one of the other lights on at the same time? Yep. Okay, so we possibly have two or more. But look, this light over here just came on too.
So three at the same time?
Looks like. They could. So let's can we turn the lights off, please? Thank you. Are you all from the same family? Or from the same, like, were you all living here at the same time? Very good, thank you. Can you turn that one on a little bit brighter for me? That's a great job, thank you very, very much. Okay, can we get a little bit more specific? Can you turn the light on if you're from the same family? All right, let's hold on 1 second. I want you to wait until I'm done with the question, just so I can make sure. They were all on. on this one a little bit than those two. Okay, can you turn it off for me, please? Turn them all off. I know it's fun. I know it's a little bit easier for you, so we appreciate you talking a bit. Okay, turn that one off, please. Oh, what? Okay, great job. Okay, can you let me know? Are you all from the same family? Can somebody else turn the other light on to signify that you are from the same family at the same time? I know I'm asking a lot. I appreciate the response. We just want to be sure. Is that incredibly difficult for you to do?
No. I bet.
This one's on over here. They're using this one very sparingly, if they like those other two.
Yeah, several spirits. All relatives. That's lightning.
Can you turn one of the lights on very bright if you are still here because you like this space? Don't really understand how the spirit world works, so we're just trying to see if you can give us some inside information here.
Maybe unfinished business, unsettled emotions.
Okay. It's getting really cold over here. It's down to 67 degrees over here all of a sudden.
Really?
It started at 76. Oh my god, you know when I first sat down over here.
Something incomplete.
When the other light came on, when you said that, Josh, you said something's incomplete here, the other one came on up over there.
Not the impression I'm getting from what I'm questioning.
Yeah. So do you feel that your presence here will allow you to complete the business that you're referencing? Are you confident that you'll be able to make things happen to get what you want? guess that's good, right?
Yeah.
Not sure how that's going to happen. This one's coming on by me now, too. It would be really cool if you could knock one of the lights over. If at any point you get really ambitious, just flick it off wherever the heck it is. Don't have to do it right now, but if you ever, get antsy, just smack it. Okay, so this ask is going to be a little bit difficult because it's going to take more than just turning a light on and off. But we have a few little devices around the room that have little tiny red lights on them. You'll be able to speak into it, and we'll be able to hear you later when we listen back. But can you tell me how you think you'll be able to close that chapter of your life and make the thing happen that you think consider as being unfinished? And then if you are able to come over and talk into this, on one of these devices, can you turn a light on really bright to let us know that you did? I think it's freaking cold all of a sudden. Mm-hmm.